I heard the Pope respond to a similar question like that by saying, I will say what the Holy Spirit tells me. He did not want to preempt what his statement will be on any of those particular and controversial issues. And we as Catholics have been looking really at the visit of the Pope as the event of faith that it is. There are issues that touch our faith lives that are controversial, that are debatable all over. But I think people are shying away from reducing the visit of the Pope to a particular issue. He's not coming here to read the Riot Act or make a pronouncement on a special issue, but basically to affirm the faith of the people in their struggles, strengthen them in their beliefs, and be in solidarity. He's very big on being with the people. So that's how I see it. I'm not really interested in what he's going to say on a particular touchy issue, but more that he has come and he's been with his flock.
And Father Guri, what does this visit mean for Zimbabweans, in particular those of the Catholic faith that are based in the diaspora here in the United States?
It is very meaningful for Zimbabweans. I've been talking to a lot of Zimbabweans who are very, very excited about the Pope coming. As I said, the Pope is responsible for all the faithful in all the countries of the world, and it's impossible for him to go to every country in his lifetime. So when you get a chance to see the Pope, even if it is not in your country and you're Catholic, it's a great opportunity. So people from Zimbabwe who are in the States at the moment, including myself, count ourselves very privileged to be in a place where the Pope is visiting. Maybe one day the Pope will visit Zimbabwe. Maybe we will not be in Zimbabwe at that time. So this just the coincidence of us being here during this visit, I think we're taking it very seriously and counting ourselves as blessed to have seen the Pope during his pontificate, even though in a foreign country.